Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Hey, Anne-Marie, do you ever write in a journal?
I do actually write in a journal. I have a journal especially for all the books that I read. I list them and track them, and I can write my own reviews.
That is a good idea. I don't write in a journal all that often, but today we're talking about one popular way of writing in journals. Our lesson is called The Appeal of Bullet Journals.
Bullet journals. This is something I'm not super familiar with, so I'm excited to learn about it together, friends. Are you ready to get started? Let's go to our first reading right now.
The Appeal of Bullet Journals. A fun method to help you track the past, organize the present, and plan for the future. Imagine a journal that combines efficiency with creativity. That's what a bullet journal, or bujo, does.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看Efficiency 这个名词，意思是效率、效能，表示以最小的时间或资源达到目标的能力。来看例句。The company improved its efficiency by updating outdated equipment and reorganizing internal processes. 这家公司透过更新老旧设备和重组内部流程来提升效率。它的形容词是 efficient, 意思是有效率的、有能力的。譬如 The new software proved far more efficient, allowing tasks to be completed in half the time. 结果这款新软体的效率更高，使任务完成时间缩短了一半。类似意思的字是动词 streamline, 表示使精简化，使更有效率。它常常用于优化流程或系统。譬如 By removing unnecessary steps,The team was able to streamline the project timeline significantly. 透过删除不必要的步骤，团队成功地大幅简化了专案的时程表。
All right, friends, let's talk about one way to keep track of your life and your goals.
We read together here, friends, a fun method to help you track the past,organize the present, and plan for the future. We have a few great terms to look at here in this first part. Let's talk about that word method.
All right, a method is a way of doing something.
For example, use the scientific method when carrying out your experiment. The second thing we want to look at, friends, is this word track.
All right, when you're tracking something, you follow or you monitor the progress of something.
Some people track their daily steps to make sure they're moving enough.
Right, some people like to track the progress of a package that they ordered.
That's right. Okay, let's get into what a bullet journal is. Imagine a journal that combines efficiency with creativity. Now, friends, of course, a journal is a book, and usually people write down their daily thoughts in it.
All right, here's another sentence with that word. You can keep a journal for your dreams.
We read on here, that's what a bullet journal or bujo does. Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet, Garrett, is what is a bullet?Isn't that the thing that comes out of a gun?
It can be, but that's not what we're talking about here. I think of bullet points. These are often a way to take notes. You write a little circle or a dot with an idea behind it, and you can keep multiple bullets That's often how I took notes when I was in school.
I see. I use bullet points when I'm making a list or putting a list in another document that I'm writing. So a bullet journal is a specific type of way to journal.
It is, and we're going to talk about how you can make your own. Remember, this combines efficiency and creativity. Let's go to our next reading.
The appeal of bullet journals. To create your own bujo, start with a blank or lined notebook and a pen. The first page will be your index, where you list page numbers and corresponding information. Next comes the future log, a place to record your long-term goals. This is followed by monthly logs, where you note important deadlines and events for each month. Your daily log, which comes next, is where you write your everyday to-dos, reminders, and notes. After that, you can add collections pages or lists, such as books to read, bills to pay, and other things you want to keep track of.
Log 意思是记录或是日志，通常呢是指以时间顺序记录事件或活动的文件。譬如 ，Every entry in the log helped track the project's progress and identify patterns over time。日志中的每笔记录都有助于追踪专案进度，并找出跟着时间变化的模式。Log 也可以当动词，是指记录资料或活动。譬如。Many fitness apps help users stay motivated by logging daily steps, meals, and exercise routines. 许多健身应用程式透过记录每日步数、饮食和运动计划来帮助使用者保持动力。与 log 类似意思的动词是 document, 是指详细记录或记载。譬如 The team carefully documented each stage of the experiment,to ensure the results were accurate and complete. 该团队仔细记录了实验的每个阶段，以确保结果准确且完整。
All right, bullet journals are becoming popular, but they're not necessarily something you go out and buy. Let's talk about how you can make one.
Now remember, we have a very special nickname for the bullet journal, friends, the bujo. To create your own bujo, start with a blank or lined notebook and a pen.I get the feeling making sure that your notebook is lined is really important here to make sure that those bullet points are even.
Right, to make sure everything matches up. The first page will be your index, where you list page numbers and corresponding information.
Corresponding is a great word for us to look at together, friends. Corresponding means matching or related to something.
For example, make sure to find the corresponding page to get the information you need.
So all of this information is on your index page. You put the page number and the corresponding information.
Yeah, this is the part that sounds like the most work to me, having to make a whole index for a bunch of things you haven't written yet.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. I will say with my reading journal that I have, the index page was already set up. All you had to do was write the page numbers down that you wanted those pages to be on. It was really convenient.
That doesn't sound too bad. Okay, next comes the future log.A place to record your long-term goals.
Long-term goals. These are aims that you want to achieve, and usually this is going to take many years.
All right. For example, you can set long-term goals for your career.
You could set long-term goals for many different things. You could set long-term career goals, or long-term family goals, or long-term financial planning goals.
So we put these in our future log here.This is followed by monthly logs, where you note important deadlines and events for each month.
Ooh, this journal is sounding like more and more work, Garrett. We have to list our deadlines. Those could be more or less depending on where you work and what your life is like. A deadline is a date by which a task must be completed.
Here's a sentence with that word. Make sure to meet all your deadlines on time. Your deadlines might be given by yourself or by your boss.
That's right. So far we have two different logs, the future log and the monthly log.
And we have another now. Your daily log, which comes next, is where you write your everyday to-dos, reminders, and notes.
This is an interesting idea. I usually do have some type of to-do list going almost every day, or at least a few times a week. I never thought of compiling all of those to-do lists in a journal. Usually I just throw them away when I'm done.
Sure. Do you write them down or do you do it on your computer?
I often do write them down on a piece of paper and keep that paper with me. That way I can make sure I don't forget what I need to do.
I switch back and forth. Well, we do have our daily log where we write these daily things down. And after that, you can add collections pages for lists such as books to read, bills to pay, and other things you want to keep track of.
Collections page. Friends, a collection is a group of similar items gathered together.
All right, for example, someone might have a stamp collection or even a Pokemon card collection.
So here the idea is that these collections pages is a way to group information that matches.
Right, I find it kind of an odd word to use here, but I guess you are mixing and matching these groups of information.
I never thought of putting the bills I needed to pay on a collections page in my journal.
Right, but it is an important thing to keep track of.
That's true. So maybe that's the idea with this bullet journal, is it's not just to write down your daily thoughts, it's a way to organize your life.
Right, it does seem like there is a lot of different stuff in here, but it's all centered in one place.
Yeah, so we see here you're putting down books you want to read, bills you want to pay, and other things you want to keep track of.
All right, we have more to say about bujos or bullet journals, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Plan for it. Ever packed a suitcase for a beach trip, stuffing in sunscreen, flip-flops, and a giant hat, only to arrive and find it cold and pouring rain? Whoops, I didn't plan for winter weather. That soggy surprise taught me the hard way. Always think ahead or end up with chilly toes. Plan for means to prepare or make arrangements for something that might happen later, like the future or a possible event. It's about being smart and ready, not leaving things to chance. For example, teachers plan for rainy days by having indoor games ready for recess. Or the family planned for their big move to their new home by packing boxes early. Two similar phrases, prepare for, emphasizes getting ready, often practically. For example, hikers prepare for long trails by bringing water and snacks. Get ready for is casual for upcoming stuff. For example, everyone got ready for the party by decorating the room with balloons. I plan for trips with a big checklist now, which includes extra socks. Planning keeps adventures fun, not chaotic. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The appeal of bullet journals. One thing that makes bujos stand out is their symbol system. The symbols allow you to quickly identify each entry. Colored pens, stickers, craft tape, and more can make your bujo something you'll enjoy using every day. Some people fill their journals with artwork, while others keep things simple with just a pen. It's all about your personal style. That's the magic of a bullet journal.
Craft 指工艺, 技艺, 譬如, mastering a craft often takes years of steady practice and continued curiosity. 精通一门技艺通常需要多年的持续练习和不断的好奇心。 名词 craftsmanship 是指手工技艺, 譬如, high quality craftsmanship can turn an ordinary object into something unique and deeply valued. 高质量的手工技艺能够把普通的物品转变为独特且价值连城的珍品。形容词 handcrafted 则是指手工制作的。譬如, a handcrafted gift often feels more personal because of the time and care involved. 手工制作的礼物往往更显心意，因为投入了时间与心血。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
We've talked about the different sections of our bullet journal, but now let's talk about what other things we might want to add.
We're talking about the symbols that you can use in your bullet journal. A symbol, friends, is a thing that represents something else.
All right. For example, a heart is a symbol of love.
And we see here that these symbols are what makes bujos special. One thing that makes bujos stand out is their symbol system. So these aren't just random symbols. They're grouped together in some type of system.
Yeah, they mean something. They're important for the journal. The symbols allow you to quickly identify each entry.
Entry is such a great word for you to know, especially when you're talking about journaling, friends. An entry is a record or note, and oftentimes it's part of a whole or in a list.
All right, here's another sentence. Make sure to make an entry every day in your diary.
So those daily things that you write in your journal, one of those is called an entry. So these symbols allow you to quickly identify each entry.
All right, colored pens, stickers, craft tape, and more can make your bujo something you'll enjoy using every day.
I certainly use my reading journal every day, and I do like to use stickers and things like that to make it a little more fun. It's a way I make sure I'm not on my phone right before I go to bed.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. So if you're someone who enjoys all that creativity, you can add these things. If you're more of a simple kind of person, maybe you don't need them.
Yeah, you could use some lined paper and a black pen just as easily.
All right, we have more to say here. Some people fill their journals with artwork, while others keep things simple with just a pen.
That's what we were just saying. So artwork, friends, this is paintings, drawings, or sculptures.
All right. For example, a museum displays beautiful artwork. You can put that into your journal.
I've known people to do watercolors in their journals before. That takes a little bit more time and effort, but you could also just doodle some drawings in the margins as well.
All right. Sometimes when I'm listening to a talk and I have a hard time paying attention, I'll doodle some little drawings. I even like to draw maps.
That can definitely help. That sounds like a good idea. Now we see something else here to keep things simple. If you keep things simple, it means you avoid making something complicated.
Right, let's keep things simple with another sentence. Make sure to keep things simple for the beginners in your class.
This here is saying that you can do this however you want. If you are very artistic and you want to do something fancy, you can do that. Or if you just want to write simple notes, you can do that as well. It's all about your personal style.
And that's the magic of a bullet journal. It sounds like it's very customizable.
It definitely is. Is journaling something that you've ever tried before, Garrett?
I have tried it and I can't ever keep up with it. I do it for 2 or 3 days and I just get busy.
I just started journaling the last few years, like I said earlier, as a way to wind down at the end of the day. 2 years ago, I did a goals journal and I set some goals for myself during the new year. And anytime I reached one of those small goals, I made sure to write it down. That wasn't every day, but that sounded a lot more manageable than writing down what happened every single day of my life.
That's a good point. Maybe you can do a simpler journal that you don't even have to do every day. Though to me, this bullet journal doesn't sound that simple.
It isn't that simple. I think the idea here is that use a journal in the way that works for you. If you're someone who makes a to-do list every day, well, maybe you could write that to-do list in a notebook instead of loose papers.
All right. What do you think, friends? Will you be making your own bullet journal? Maybe you can even use it in your English learning journey. Write down some new words that you're learning and make sure to write down your goals.
That's right. Keeping track of your goals is a great way to use a bullet journal. We are not done talking about this topic, friends, so don't go anywhere. Right now, it's time for today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 be 动词。 加 followed by 加名词的句型，这是一个被动语态结构，意思是什么什么什么之后是什么。主词通常是先发生的事件，而 by 加名词则是指紧接着发生的事情，强调事件的时间顺序、步骤流程或因果连续性。如果想改为主动语态，可以用 A follows B。 A 跟在 B 之后，来看例句 ：A sudden drop in temperature followed the heavy rain， 或是 The heavy rain was followed by a sudden drop in temperature。 大雨过后，紧接着是气温的骤降。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. How could a bullet journal help you?
All right, how could it help me? Well, it could help me to organize my thoughts and see really clearly what kind of deadlines I have coming up.
Yeah, that is a good idea. I think a lot of times people keep track of the kind of things that are in a bullet journal on their phones. So maybe it's just the idea of instead of putting it there, putting it in the bullet journal.
That's not a bad idea. The only problem with that is if you really always need to know that information, you'd have to bring your bullet journal with you, whereas your phone is always with you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that recently because I'm going to travel soon and I was thinking, wow, am I going to take my whole journal with me when I travel? It's a whole extra book to take. Is that worth it or not?
Yeah, so you'd have to think about that, friends. There are many different ways that you could use a bullet journal. You don't have to do every single part that we talked about. Or maybe you want to go all the way and put lots of artwork in.
Like our article said, the bullet journal is customizable. If making a whole bullet journal seems really overwhelming, maybe just focus on one part and use it to write down your thoughts.
Either way, make sure to keep track of what's going on in your life and keep coming back here to learn English with us. We love having you.
We certainly do. And friends, make sure you use the terms we learned today to practice your English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.